our current MASH standard that we've been talking about today, it does not address EVs yet. It takes time for these standards to be updated to reflect changes in vehicle technologies and other areas. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't be looking at this problem now, right? We have identified that there is a compatibility problem between EVs and some of our existing roadside barrier systems. And we know that the number of EVs in our roadways is going to continue to grow. So what we need are new barrier solutions that are compatible with EVs. We need to develop and test and implement those barriers to help address this safety issue that we've identified. And I should note that the safety hardware for EVs, as we develop that, I think it's also going to have an added benefit in terms of accommodating our heavier conventional engine vehicles, our ICE vehicles, that are currently not addressed by our testing standards.